is an SBS radio podcast.
So at the Brazil Showcase, we are here tonight with the host of the celebration, Mr. Anthony Roberts, Minister of Housing and Planning, New South Wales. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, and what a great night. Any night with Brazilians is a fantastic night. But importantly, as I keep saying, that we need to continue to strengthen our bonds between Australia and South America. And in my case, I'm passionate about, you know, building those bonds between New South Wales and Brazil in particular.
Well, last week, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull just signed an agreement, a contract with China to buy meat from China. So Brazil is having some issues with the meat. Do you think it's a... The situation in Brazil is a problem for the increasing of relationship with Australians.
Well, all I can say is that Brazil and New South Wales have so much in common. We have a very strong agricultural industry, manufacturing industry. And in fact, Tramontina is my choice of kitchenware. So in my household, when
I've got a plug here.
He's got a plug. I don't know whether we're allowed to do that. But all I'm saying is from the perspective of buying from a company in a democracy, because I don't think anyone makes pots and pans in Australia anymore, right? But if I have the choice of purchasing pots and pans for my kitchen from a democracy or a communist nation where I don't know where they're sourced from, I'll take the democracy every time. And that's my choice as a consumer.
You are now the Minister of Housing in New South Wales. Of course, housing affordability is the biggest issue in the state. Of course, young people totally out of the market. We are waiting for the budget from in May to see if there are good news. Do you think you can do anything to help? Maybe it's the scrapping of the stamp duty, as Victoria is doing in your agenda now?
Well, Victoria is a different marketplace to ours. Can I say that we are doing everything we can in New South Wales, to ensure that people, if they want to, can get in the housing market. But we've got a strong market. We're an international city, and people have got to remember this. We have a housing affordability issue in Sydney because everyone wants to live here. West Australia, Perth, has a different housing affordability issue. It's that everyone can afford a house because effectively the houses are becoming worth less and less. So for us, it's managing it. But I can assure people, that this government will come up with a plan very shortly that will be released that addresses significantly the supply issues.
Can you tell us anything of what could come for housing affordability?
Look, all I can say is for all of us, if you go to a barbecue anywhere in Sydney at the moment, the first thing you talk about is how much your house has improved in value over the past year. The second thing is how your children are going to get in the Sydney house market. All I can say is there is good news coming. I've been sent in to clean this up, to fix it up, and to ensure that our children can share in the joy of having a home, their own home, if they so choose, into the future. That's my commitment.
Congratulations on your appointment as Minister for Housing. It's a huge responsibility, isn't it?
Oh, that's why I'm going grey. You're looking good. Last time we spoke, you haven't changed. I've just got a lot older and greyer.
Thank you very much. All the best. And keep being a good friend of Brazil.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.